I beckon you to come deeper. I ask you to follow me. I ask you to worship me in the beauty of holiness. To worship me in spirit and truth. To worship me in a place that you have not experienced yet. For I beckon my body to come corporately. Follow me into realms that you have not experienced. For many have been crying out for the place that satisfies not only the spirit but the soul. For my spirit satisfies all cravings of hunger that your spirit cries out for. But your soul must learn to be sustained by me. Your soul must unplug from this world system. Your soul must unplug from the ways of this world and what feeds it and plug into me. Become one with my presence. Become one with my heart. Learn to stay and wait and love on me and let me love on you. For lines of intimacy will be crossed that you have held back in your heart and not let me in because of lack of trust. But don't be afraid to trust me. Don't be afraid to follow me. For I only have life, and a life that is the most satisfying thing that you will ever experience on this side of eternity. And many have not experienced this satisfaction because they have not followed me into this place. But this place is one of stillness and peace. Wreaks havoc on fear and torment, and it settles and causes a stillness to settle in where you start to plug in and be satisfied by my life. And it is the most satisfying place that you will ever experience. Nothing can replace it. Nothing can mimic it. Many have tried to mimic it with things of the flesh and it has not worked. And I say unto you, come deeper. When you get together as a body, come with an expectancy that today is the day that we will experience more. Today is the day that we will know our Lord and Savior more. Today is the day that the Holy Spirit will be able to do more in our lives corporately. Come with an expectancy. Come knowing that my joy reigns in this place, that my joy reigns in your heart. Do not be moved by emotions that would try to sidetrack you. For emotions don't always tell the truth, but my truth always tells the truth. So be satisfied in me, for emotions can be steered in the direction of me. Your emotions will lie to you and tell you it's not working. Give up. Give in. And I say unto you that it is working. Much change is happening. My path is becoming clearer and clearer in your hearts and in your life. So follow me as I beckon you. Many have been calling for some time into this place and they have been disobedient to my voice. They've held back my plan. But I have forgiveness and I have mercy, and I say unto you, come today. Come now. Don't wait. Don't delay. For many have come close, and right when they were about to dive in, they chose the worldly things to sustain them instead of my spirit, and it put them on a trail that did not avail. Come off this trail and get on my trail. Get alone with me. Love on me. Let me love on you. For there is strength and grace to be experienced in your spiritual man that comes from me that cannot be obtained by any other way. Worship me in the beauty of holiness and in spirit and truth. For the devil has tried his best to bring despair to reign in this place, but I say my joy reigns in this house. I say my victory reigns here. For the last war that was fought was one of the most intense that has been seen by my saints. And I say unto you, there has been victory. I look at my victors. For they stand strong with their backs straight, and I am proud of them. For what has come down in the spirit, you cannot see yet, but you will see soon. For many lines have been crossed of unbelief in people's hearts, where they can believe me now and all things can be possible. I've never held back. I've always said come, but unbelief must be dealt with. Because this is what stops me from moving. It's what stops me from having my all in all. And these lines have been crossed, and many see the fruit already, and many more will see the fruit as it continues in the future. I see a picture of a gravestone that says lack, and it's dead. This place will see the abundance that's been promised to it. Revival will happen. For I have found my faithful stewards that I can trust. I will make sure they will never go without. For part of my training was you must learn how to be abased and how to abound. This is my training. That you could do all things through my Son that strengthens you. And when you go through the times of being abased and abounding, your peace level stays the same because I am King of your heart. And you trust me and know that I will take care of you and see you through. So continue to trust me and come away with me as I've called you. I'm giving many set amounts of time right now to commit to worship me. And I've given many already set amounts of time to commit to worship me. I say unto you, be obedient. Follow me, because on the other side is life, and life more abundantly, and fruit that will abound and will remain and will increase. My joy will reign in your lives. Though weeping may endure for a night, joy will come in the morning. So stand tall, stand strong, and hearken, for the fruit is already here, and it will only increase.